Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunkley. Brewers and Nationals tonight open a weekend series and a six-game homestand for the crew.
Rick.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Sessinger, live with us this morning. So, Rick, tonight we're going to debut the new City Connect. The Wisco uniforms make their first appearance on the guys tonight.
Right. We had a nice lunch party yesterday at the ballpark, and excited to see the guys wearing the new alternate jersey for City Connect, as we call it, State Connect, because it sort of celebrates the entire state and all the good things about it. So, yeah, it was fun, and I think they look great. And, you know, I think the fans' early purchases are suggesting they also think it's pretty cool.
Really love that color blue. It just
got a lot of compliments on that. Yep.
Yeah, the lake, it sort of looks like the lakes. And, you know, we the summers here are not long, but people love their cottages and love fishing and love boating. And, you know, so I think it's a nice color. It's a different color blue than we've ever had. And the goal is to do something different, but also, you know, have relevance to the fans and the state and what makes Wisconsin great. So I think it works well.
What's that like? That's got to be a neat moment when you're like looking at the specs for the first time when they come into the office and show you the different
that's
offerings.
What we're thinking here.
Yeah, that's got to be neat.
Yeah, no, it's a process that takes months and months and months because, you know, every little change requires, a comprehensive review of everything. If you change one little element or one little icon or one little design element, you really have to look at it in totality. So it's sometimes you make a little tweak here, it requires a complete, you know, renovation or reformation. But, it was a great process. And we had a lot of help at Nike and MLB and our own creative folks. So, it's a work. It took a long time, but I think it came together very nicely.
And we should mention, Rick, the City Connect or State Connect, as it were, the Wisco way, all of that. There are other things besides the uniforms that when our guys are wearing them that you're going to offer, including like tonight you have the walleye fish fry, some special concessions and other things that will happen around the stadium.
Yeah, so we have this really cool supper club stand on the field level and the first base side. And every time we wear the City Connects here, we will have that stand open. You've got, you know, prime rib with grilled cheese. You've got meatloaf. You've got the bobber cocktail, which is brandy and Door County cherry flavors. The walleye fish fries you mentioned. And, it's sort of a theme. You know, people in Wisconsin love their traditions, love the heritage. And from my perspective, you know, I'll probably have the relish tray, which isn't offered at the stand, but you have a lot of different options for food and watching the guys. And it's a nice symmetry of heritage, tradition, and baseball.
What happens to the old City Connect jerseys?
Well, we still can bring them out maybe for, you know, a retrospective game or something like that. But yeah, those will be sort of officially retired. It doesn't mean we can't bring them out for a future game at some point. But yeah, we won't be playing in them this year. It doesn't mean we won't be doing it in the future in some, like I said, some kind of retrospective. But yeah, it will be. You know, the City Connect this year will be the new ones, and this will be in place for several years.
Hey, last thing on the jerseys, and I don't want to get hung up on that, but something that I'm connecting dots here, Rick, is Murph talked when we first, our first conversation with him this year on Tuesdays when we talked to manager Pat Murphy, and he talked about his travels outstate when he did that traveling road show with Lance Allen, and they did it in the evening with Pat Murphy, and he met fans from all over Wisconsin. And he was very deliberate, I thought, in talking about this being our state's team. Is there an outward effort on the part of the Brewers here to say, let's get more people from outstate enjoying this club?
Yeah, I think we've always viewed ourselves as a regional team. And, you know, if you look at our ticket sales data, you know, 55% of our fans come to games from outside southeastern Wisconsin. So it is a regional team. And we've done outreach since, you know, the ballpark funding was sort of a statewide initiative, statewide effort. People from all over the state supported it. We have done, you know, a lot more in out of market research and outreach. And Murph's tour was a great part of that. We've done some frozen sausage tours, things in various cities around the state. We're going to do more. So the roof makes it a regional team for sure, because people who travel here know the game's going to be played. And, you know, it's, you know, people grow up in Brewers fans, whether you live in Green Bay, you know, Madison, Fond du Lac, Superior, you're a Brewers fan.
couple of other promotions I want to talk to you about before we let you go. But first, regardless of any of this, whether it's the uniforms or what you're serving in the concession stands or what you're giving away to fans when they walk into the yard, your job gets infinitely easier, Rick, when we're playing good baseball. You got to be pleased with how the team is playing so far.
Yeah, I mean, what's been great is despite some injuries to some key guys, you know, the team's stepping up. And, you know, some of the guys are not maybe familiar to Brewers fans, but they're going to be. So it's just, again, the Murph way of next guy up. And, you know, Churio's hurt. Vaughn is hurt. And other guys are stepping up. And it's a different guy every night. And, yeah, I mean, it's the schedule's tough already. I mean, we've played, you know, 12 games. And, you know, it's baseball's a lot of games. And the division is a lot tougher than I think people realize. You know, there's not really a bad team in our division. And I think it makes for great baseball, but it also makes for a tough schedule. So, you know, we're pleased with the start. I'd like our guys getting healthy and, you know, get into a rhythm and have our starters maybe pitch a little bit longer and help the bullpen out. But again, a long season, but pleased with where we are right now.
Well, on the tough schedule, you got the defending American League champions coming in right after the weekend series. Then it's the Blue Jays in town on Monday.
Yeah, so, you know, they're a very good team, and I think they, you know, they were one pitch or a couple pitches away from winning the World Series. So, yeah, there's not going to be easy games. What we've realized is, you know what, there are no easy games.
Yeah.
You know, we swept the White Sox, and here the White Sox swept Toronto. And, you know, so any given day in baseball, you know, if you can get stymied by a good pitcher or the ball can bounce a different way or something can happen. So, you know, I don't think anybody looks at the schedule and says, oh, there's the easy part. You know, it's all hard. But yeah, Toronto's going to be a formidable team. I'm excited to see the American League teams come here because we don't get them every year. But I'll be happy to see them leave because I know they're good.
Yes. Ms. Trading Card Bobblehead Day tomorrow. Brewers Wiffle Ball Bat Set for the kids on Sunday. And then we're coming up on 414 Day early next week. That's Tuesday.
Yeah, so a lot of good reasons to come to the ballpark. Yeah, this weekend, obviously, people want to see the city connect. And, you know, the first 25,000 fans on Saturday get the Ms. Bobblehead. And then the first 5,000 kids 14 and under get the Wiffle Ball set on Sunday. So, yeah, I mean, great ticket sales results early this year. We're well ahead of last year, and we had such a good run last year. So encouraging people to come out. And, you know, the weather's supposed to be really nice getting soon, so maybe we'll have the roof open for one of these homestand games.
That would be amazing. Yeah, high of 70 on Sunday if we can dodge those scattered showers and storms. Let's get those out of the forecast. Open the roof. Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live this morning. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, guys.
It's Brewers and Nationals tonight. 6:40 first pitch here on your home of the Brewers, WTMJ.